Berlin, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Are you going to be able to retire? One of the largest and most respected investment firms says too many are woefully unprepared.
Vanguard's most recent How America Saves report says the average customer balance was $134,000, but the median balance was just $35,000. For workers between 55 and 64, the average and median was $245,000 and $88,000. Roughly half in about that older age group have zero retirement savings, according to Census Bureau data. Experts say the solution is no secret: work longer, save and invest more, and delay collecting Social Security.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Luigi Mangione still in Altoona, Pennsylvania. The accused assassin of the United Healthcare chief executive officer is fighting extradition to New York City. General Motors says it's getting out of robo-taxis and will stop funding its money-losing Cruise autonomous vehicle unit. This is ABC News. 3,000 acres of pricey real estate in Malibu, California, burning up in a wildfire. Roughly 18,000 residents ordered to evacuate or be ready to get out. In Malibu Canyon,
his neighborhood in a canyon completely surrounded by fire, Alec Gellis refused to leave. He and his neighbors used a high-power fire hose and a pump to pull water out of pools to fight back the flames.
There was so much fire in here, it was insane. Insane.
He and his neighbors were able to save all but one home. He's exhausted after hours of fighting fire, but says he did what had to be done. Alex Stone, ABC News, Malibu, California.
Poet, author, Black Power champion. Her family reports Nikki Giovanni died. She wrote about all manner of subjects: her childhood in Tennessee and Ohio, food, romance, family, even space travel. The award-winning 2023 documentary Going to Mars was about her life. She retired from teaching at Virginia Tech in 2022. Nikki Giovanni was 81. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM. From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team is on the road taking on Illinois. The Badgers dropped in the rankings from 11th to 20th after back-to-back losses to Michigan and Marquette. NBA, it's the Bucks and the Magic in Milwaukee for another NBA Cup game. Damian Lillard only scored 11 points in Sunday's win over the Brooklyn Nets. That snapped a six-game streak of 25 points or more per game for Dame. Doc Rivers.
He struggled a little bit early, you know, but I thought down the stretch he was clutch and got it going, made right plays. He's not going to have 40 every night. He's not even going to be great every night. No one is.
NFL, the Packers reviewed the tape of their game against the Lions.
We kind of went through the game recap today and just playing consistent football. I think there was a lot of opportunities in that game where we had advantages that we didn't capitalize on, and I think it always comes back to just doing the little things the right way.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Incredibly underrated actress Linda Cardellini has agreed to join the cast of HBO's DTF St. Louis. The three-time Emmy-nominated Cardellini joins series regulars Jason Bateman and David Harbour. According to Variety, DTF St. Louis is a dark comedy and will broadcast 7 episodes. The show tells the story of a midlife crisis love triangle where one character ends up dead. Cardellini has been cast in the role of Carol. Harbour and Bateman are also executive producers. The show is currently in pre-production. Jamie Foxx has finally revealed during a stand-up comedy special what his illness was a couple years ago. The comedian, who told the crowd how happy he was to be back, also revealed what he was suffering from, a brain bleed. Fox went into surgery and says he woke up 20 days later with no idea of what happened. If you want to hear more about Fox's ordeal, check out his comedy special, which is currently streaming on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price of Flurries and Light Snow developing late tonight. Temperatures by dawn will be in the lower 20s. Then we'll see falling temperatures occurring during the day to around the upper teens. Northwest winds increasing as the snow comes to an end. Currently 26 degrees.
Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
This is Adopt Us Kids in the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Tuesday. A lot going on in the world. I say that a lot, but it's like the news just never stops. I mean, it's just incredible. The oligarchs are at the gates. Well, actually, they're no longer at the gates. In 6 weeks, they'll be moving into the White House. $400 billion worth of oligarchs moving into the White House. I'll tell you about that in just a moment. Also, nine states are set to lose health care coverage for millions of Americans once Trump takes office, or when Trump takes office, if he keeps his promises. And a right-wing federal judge just blocked the Affordable Care Act for Dreamers. What's Trump going to do about this? I mean, his message to Kristen Welker was more compassionate, but I'm skeptical. We'll talk about that in just a minute. Also, in the second hour of our program, the next time your employer has asked you to fill out a survey, think twice, especially if your boss or corporate culture is sociopathic. And Rupert Murdoch loses a battle to control the succession of his media empire. Will Fox so-called news be affected? I'm skeptical about that, too. I'll tell you that in the second hour. Also, who's running Syria now? Some fascinating background on this Jelani guy who is now, running Syria. I'll tell you all and everything that I've learned here today. And in our third hour, our one guest for the day, Heidi Sigmund-Kuda, is going to drop by about her piece, We Need a Lion. So a lot to talk about here. The oligarchs are no longer just at the gates. This is my op-ed at HartmanReport.com. And, basically what I'm pointing out is that we have never been in this kind of a situation. I mean, we've had oligarchs influencing policy. We've had and we've seen pushback. I mean, in 1887, in his State of the Union address, President Grover Cleveland, the only Democrat who was elected in the post-Civil War era in the last half of the 19th century, Grover Cleveland came out and said, we have trusts and combinations, and the average person's neck is crushed beneath the iron heel of the giant corporations and the industrialists. I mean, I'm paraphrasing. You can look it up. Teddy Roosevelt famously fought back against the robber barons, and Franklin Roosevelt actually beat them. Teddy Roosevelt at least got an estate tax passed. But here we've got the richest man in the world who controls the world's largest social media platform and the world's largest internet crucial satellite technology system and basically a good chunk of our space program, about to move into the White House with Donald Trump, about to play a major role in running the White House, and that this guy has been regularly communicating with Vladimir Putin. I saw a post on Blue Sky this morning of somebody who is writing a biography of Elon Musk. I believe it was Seth Abramson. And he said, I've been, really digging into this guy, and he really does want to live forever. He really does want to rule the entire world. And he really does want to be the world's first trillionaire. And, we'll see if any of that is true. It doesn't seem, out of the realm of probability in my mind. So what do we do about this? I mean, you know, Nina Burley was writing over at the New Republic, and she wrote, you know, whose side will the military take, Trump's or the people's? Will America come to resemble Argentina in the 70s and 80s, the enemy within rounded up and held without charges? Will women be stopped at state borders and hormone tested for pregnancies? Will Americans watch behind closed curtains as men in military garb, maybe without identification, hustle their neighbors away? Will we hear of but never see the concentration camps deep in the barren western deserts surrounded by razor wire? These are serious questions, and all are well within the realm of possibility. Idaho just confirmed that they're going after women and girls who leave the state for abortions. The governor of Texas just unveiled land that Trump can use to build concentration camps for the enemy within. The guy Trump wants to run the FBI, Kash Patel, he has actually published an actual enemies list of Americans, American citizens. I mean, you know, the Wall Street Journal has confirmed that, or at least they claim to have confirmed that Elon Musk has been having back channel communications with Musk. I think it's funny how everybody on the internet now is calling him Muskrat. Apparently engaging in regular communications with Russian officials, including Putin. I mean, that's not just political evolution. That's a direct threat to democracy worldwide. And, you know, look how this plays out in real time. I mean, Ukraine was sending drones to attack the Russian fleet in Crimea, and they were guided through the internet via Starlink, and Musk cut off their satellite service. And they had to abandon their attack on Putin's ships that were being used to fire missiles into Kyiv, into Ukraine. I mean, what we're looking at right now is the collapse of democratic norms right across our system. Starting with Musk, here's a federal contractor. There's a federal law that says federal contractors can't put money into federal elections. Well, you know, the entire Federal Election Commission has been paralyzed for at least a decade by the Republicans on its board. They refuse to investigate any Republicans, period. So, I mean, this new power structure is emerging here in the United States where billionaires run the country. Trump has, so far, 11 billionaires and several multi-millionaires, near billionaires, in his cabinet. His cabinet is worth about $400 billion. Keep in mind, Joe Biden's entire cabinet was not even worth $1 billion when he came into office. In fact, it wasn't even worth two-tenths of $1 billion. It was worth a little over $100 million. And we're talking, what, 30 people? 20-some-odd people? So probably, you know, most of that money was the value of their homes. And then we've got, you know, billionaires controlling our media. You've got Musk controlling Twitter, you know, X. You've got Facebook controlled by Mark Zuckerberg, who says he's, you know, looking forward to working closely with Donald Trump. You've got Mr. Soon Chong, the owner of the L.A. Times. He's now trying to put AI on his news stories to apparently spin them to the right. I don't know. Jeff Bezos, you know, the billionaire anti-union owner of Amazon, or majority stockholder of Amazon, owning the Washington Post and saying, no, you can't endorse Kamala Harris. I mean, these lines between corporate power, billionaire interests, government authority, public knowledge, and foreign influence have just, they're not blurred, they're just vanishing. And it doesn't stop with Russia. I mean, we now learn that Elon Musk was lobbied by Putin, according to the Wall Street Journal, to restrict satellite coverage over Taiwan as a favor to Xi Jinping, the leader of China. Now, this is a private citizen with no government oversight making decisions that impact international security based on conversations with foreign leaders. We've never seen anything like this before. But both Russia and Hungary have seen something like this before. In Russia and Hungary, the oligarchs took over. The oligarchs are running the country. They have, in the case of Russia, well, Putin and Orban, both of them were civil servants. They were, you know, middle-class guys. Both of them are now billionaires. I mean, this is extraordinary. So what do we do? I mean, this is a call to action. The Democratic Party needs to get its act together. We need to. Remember the caucus room conspiracy? I talked about this at length on this program back in 2009. After Obama was elected in 2008, Louise and I were living, we had just moved to Washington, D.C. We were living in an apartment building at the corner of 9th and E Street, as I recall. And on the back end of our building was another building, and in the ground floor of that building was a restaurant called the Caucus Room, a famous restaurant in Washington, D.C. And the leadership of the Republican Party, this was the night that you know, I was at one of the balls with Ellen Ratner, and we were, you know, dancing with Barack and Michelle. That night, that very time, they were having this meeting in the Caucus Room restaurant where the Speaker of the House and the Senate Republican leader and a whole bunch of, you know, high-level Republicans, you know, Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, et cetera, they decided that they were going to absolutely fight everything Obama did for the next 4 years. They were not going to let him have any victories whatsoever. And even if he did have victories, they were going to fight them as hard as they could and as far as they could. And what are we hearing from Democrats right now? Oh, I look forward to working with President Trump. I don't get it. Surrendering in advance is not leadership. Over the next couple of days, I'm going to talk at some length about exactly what we should be doing or could be doing. And I'll get into more detail. But, you know, number one, show up at your local Democratic Party meetings. Number two, join organizations that are fighting, like, you know, Indivisible and others. Participate in social media. Call out the abuses of the morbidly rich and the corporations.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I think we can still rescue this country. I really do. It's 16 minutes past the hour. I'll be right back. Your best source for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is Super Bearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Super Bearing is an amazing plant-based supplement from nature formulated with an ingredient that not only helps support your metabolism, but also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than just diet and exercise alone. You heard that right. Three times more effectively. I feel wonderful after taking Super Bearing, and I always remember to take my one capsule a day because I keep it by my bed. Super Bearing is one of the best supplements out there. It's great for your and my health. Use the best source for your heart health, Super Bearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Go to superbearing.com to get 15% off and save even more on bundles with the promo code TOM. That's superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E.com, code TOM, T-H-O-M. superbearing.com, code TOM. Go to superbearing.com to get 15% off and save even more on bundles with the promo code TOM. superbearing.com, code TOM.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turn public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Cash Patel, who Trump has nominated to be the head of the FBI, saying he wants to basically shut down the main parts of the FBI. Bill Barr, MAGA Republican Attorney General to Donald Trump. Quote, the very idea of moving Patel into a role like this showed a shocking detachment from reality. Unquote. This is not the left calling out Patel. This is the right.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air?
It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Not much surprises me anymore, and it seems like every day there's something new to worry about or have some concerns about. With so much out of our control, one thing you can regain control of is your family's financial future with life insurance through SelectQuote. Other life insurance brokers offer impersonal, one-size-fits-all policies that may cost you more and cover you less. While SelectQuote's licensed insurance agents work for you to tailor a life insurance policy for your individual needs in as little as 15 minutes. Head over to SelectQuote.com and a licensed insurance agent will call you right away with the right policy for your life and your budget. SelectQuote is one of America's leading insurance brokers with nearly 40 years of experience helping over 2 million customers find over $700 billion in coverage since 1985. SelectQuote, they shop, you save. Get the right life insurance for you for less at selectquote.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. So go to selectquote.com/Tom today to get started. That's selectquote.com/Tom, T-H-O-M.
No ballot was cast, no vote was ever shown, but the oligarchs are moving into a house they don't own. They're coming for the power, they're seizing the day, with billions in their pockets and democracy in decay. People cry for justice, but the tyrants just smile. The oligarchs are moving into the White House in style.
Here they come. In case you missed it, by the way, nine states are poised to end coverage for millions of Americans, health care coverage, if Trump cuts Medicaid funding. More than 3 million adults in nine states, this from Democrats.org, the Democratic Party. More than 3 million adults in nine states would be at immediate risk of losing their health insurance coverage should the GOP reduce the extra federal Medicaid funding that's enabled states to widen eligibility, according to what used to be called the Kaiser Family Foundation. They now call it KFF, which is all about health care in the United States. And this is extra funding that was provided by the Inflation Reduction Act, the IRA, that was passed in the first year of Joe Biden's presidency. It does go back to the Affordable Care Act, which, of course, was passed in 2010. And 40 states and the District of Columbia extended health insurance since 2014, when an estimated 21 million people. If Congress cuts that funding, that expansion of Medicaid is going to be at risk, right? And there are nine states with trigger laws. Now, trigger laws is something that we all learned about when the Dobbs decision passed, and suddenly
states would trigger laws that said if the Supreme Court ever strikes down Roe v. Wade, then suddenly in our state, abortion will be illegal. And we had, I don't know, 15, 20 states that, you know, boom, just like that, or maybe it was a dozen or so, but whatever, instantly abortion became illegal because the triggers were activated by the Supreme Court striking that down. Well, similarly, if Congress cuts back on the funding, for these, for Medicaid, for the expansion of Medicaid, if they undo the Inflation Reduction Act, then across the states with triggers, KFF writes, between 3.1 and 3.7 million people would immediately lose their coverage. Three other states, that's in Arizona, Arkansas, Indiana, Montana, North Carolina, and Utah. And then three other states, Iowa, Idaho, and New Mexico, have laws that require their governments to mitigate this, but that would add, but it's not necessarily automatic. And so their legislatures would have to act, and at least two of those states, they probably wouldn't, Iowa and Idaho. And so with those three states included, 4.3 million Medicaid expansion enrollees would be at risk of having coverage. And, these lawmakers, these Republican lawmakers in these red states, they love these trigger laws because the trigger laws allow them to cut millions of people off their Medicaid rolls, which is their goal. I mean, Republicans don't like the idea that government provides health insurance to people. They think that that's something that should only be done by for-profit companies so that they can skim billions of dollars off the top and kick, millions of that back to Republican legislators in the form of bribes and, what the Supreme Court now calls free speech and campaign contributions. So here we are. 4.3 million Americans are on the verge of losing their health insurance. Have you seen a single peep about this in the national media? This, by the way, appears to be the essence of Luigi, the shooter, the healthcare CEO shooter's manifesto. I read it this morning. I will fill you in more detail tomorrow. I want to make sure that I'm actually reading something that's real. But fascinating stuff. And meanwhile, a federal court has gone after the Dreamers. I'll tell you about that on the other side of this break, and I'll pick up your calls. We'll be right back. It's 27 minutes past the hour here on the Tom Hartman Program, a place where despair is not an option. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. I'll be right back with you.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Are you going to be able to retire? One of the largest and most respected investment firms says too many are woefully unprepared.
Vanguard's most recent How America Saves report says the average customer balance was $134,000, but the median balance was just $35,000. For workers between 55 and 64, the average and median was $245,000 and $88,000. Roughly half in about that older age group have zero retirement savings, according to Census Bureau data. Experts say the solution is no secret: work longer, save and invest more, and delay collecting Social Security.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Luigi Mangione still in Altoona, Pennsylvania. The accused assassin of the United Healthcare chief executive officer is fighting extradition to New York City. General Motors says it's getting out of robo-taxis and will stop funding its money-losing Cruise autonomous vehicle unit. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Home Alone is at the top of many people's viewing list every holiday season. According to an Instagram poll conducted by the website Pubity, Home Alone was voted the greatest Christmas movie of all time. The film garnered 446,000 votes to take first place ahead of The Nightmare Before Christmas, which came in second. If you want to be entertained, read the comments on the Instagram poll where people argue about Christmas movies, and not exactly with holiday cheer. Other runner-ups included The Santa Claus, Christmas Vacation, Elf, and It's a Wonderful Life. You want to talk about range as an actor? Who could play Bruce Springsteen, a wrestler in Iron Claw, and the son of Jabba the Hutt? The answer is Jeremy Allen White. White has just signed on to play Jabba the Hutt's son in The Mandalorian and Grogu. Variety reports that White will provide the voice for the role and that this is the Emmy-winning actor's first role in a major movie franchise. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Incredibly underrated actress Linda Cardellini has agreed to join the cast of HBO's DTF St. Louis. The three-time Emmy-nominated Cardellini joins series regulars Jason Bateman and David Harbour. According to Variety, DTF St. Louis is a dark comedy and will broadcast 7 episodes. The show tells the story of a midlife crisis love triangle where one character ends up dead. Cardellini has been cast in the role of Carol. Harbour and Bateman are also executive producers. The show is currently in pre-production. Jamie Foxx has finally revealed during a stand-up comedy special what his illness was a couple years ago. The comedian, who told the crowd how happy he was to be back, also revealed what he was suffering from, a brain bleed. Foxx went into surgery and says he woke up 20 days later with no idea of what happened. If you want to hear more about Foxx's ordeal, check out his comedy special, which is currently streaming on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some flurries and light snow developing late tonight. Temperatures by dawn will be in the lower 20s. Then we'll see falling temperatures occurring during the day to around the upper teens. Northwest winds increasing as the snow comes to an end. Currently 26 degrees.
Mino and the Mayor.
I'm going to admit something that I normally would not admit. A lot of times I don't wear underwear.
We got to go to a break.
I don't have a cart, and I'm carrying this stuff.
Yeah.
I got my finger in the loop, holding my pants up, because they would literally go down. And twice, people stop me. Hey, John Mino, as I'm trying to hold my pants up and hold my stuff in my arms.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge. There's sweets, there's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today. The phrase "you are what you eat" is very true, because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show and I felt kind of doughy, and I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The federal court, this was in North Dakota, U.S. District Judge Daniel M. Traynor on Monday granted Kansas, along with 18 other states, a stay. Basically what had happened, here's what happened. The Biden administration three years ago, I believe it was, maybe 3.5 years ago, ordered that the Affordable Care Act, let me rephrase that, ordered that Dreamers, people who are in the country technically illegally but have been granted a special status, were originally granted a special status by Barack Obama back in the, you know, in the early years of his presidency, and that they be allowed to enroll for, you know, for the subsidies available to people under the Affordable Care Act to buy health insurance. And even though they're not citizens, because the ACA specifically is only for U.S. citizens. And so for the last few years, more or less the last decade, the last 3 years, these Dreamers have had access to the Affordable Care Act. Well, 18 Republican-controlled states went to court. The lead plaintiff, of course, was Kansas. In fact, Kris Kobach, who, you know, the guy who was gung-ho to throw people off voting rolls back, you know, that we talked about at some length back 4, 5, 6 years ago. Kris Kobach is bragging about this, you know, that this federal judge said, no, we're going to cut all the ACA funding for Dreamers. They can't enroll under the Affordable Care Act. They have to pay absurdly high prices directly to the health insurance companies themselves if they want health coverage. And he celebrated this ruling. He said, this decision is a big win for the rule of law. Congress never intended that illegal aliens should have received Obamacare benefits. Indeed, two laws prohibit them from receiving such benefits. The Biden administration tried to break those laws, but we fought back and defeated the Biden Justice Department. Yeah, so proud of yourself, aren't you, Kris Kobach? You know, stripping health care coverage from 800,000 people. Jeez. All right, what's on your mind today? Jerry in Tampa, Florida. Hey, Jerry, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Hey. Question. If Trump was so sure that he had won the 2020 election, why did he leave? He could have very easily just told the military.
He knew he didn't. He knew he lost. Come on, Jerry. He knew he lost. Everybody knew he lost. Well, he was told he lost by everybody around him. He was told he lost by his vice president. He was told he lost by his attorney general. He was told he lost by the governors of every red state that you know where he lost. I mean, he knew he lost. He's just been lying through his teeth all this time, and he was lying when he talked to Kristen Welker the other night. And it's just obvious. And she should have stopped the interview at that point. When he said that, she should have said, you know, this is just a lie. And if you're going to sit here and lie to my face, I'm not going to continue this interview.
Here's the point, though, that somebody during the election campaign should have brought it up. It wasn't the media, either President Biden or Vice President Harris should have just asked him, hey, if you were so sure you won the 2020 election, why didn't you just stay there and get the military to keep you there?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think if he thought it would have worked, he would have tried doing that. I mean, he was willing to kill three police officers, send 140 others to the hospital, and see five civilians die in order to try to stay in office. I mean, let's not forget, the price of Trump's treason was paid in part in blood, not to mention, you know, $40 million damage to the Capitol building, people smearing poop all over the walls, peeing on the carpets and on the desks of Democratic members of Congress, you know, going through top secret papers. I mean, it's just insane. And now he says he wants to pardon these criminals. It's nuts. Jerry, thank you for the call. Dave in Santa Clara. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi, Tom. I was wondering, every time someone talks to you about the 14th Amendment, you state that the Supreme Court has given them a pass on the insurrection clause, but the decision they came to was about how he wasn't allowed on ballots.
Correct. The Supreme Court did not say that he could serve as president. But to the best of my knowledge, nobody has litigated this. Nobody has challenged. No state. It would require, you know, I believe a state, and you know, if he is going to become president under the 14th Amendment's Section 3, I believe, if I'm remembering correctly, it was 2/3 of Congress.
Yes.
Needs to, quote, remedy the situation, or words to that effect.
And correct. So somebody needs to come out and require Congress to take the vote.
Right. And it would be a good idea for Democrats to propose that legislation, because Republicans won't. They're not even going to raise the issue. And so if a Democrat proposed the legislation, at the very least, it would stir up a news story about it.
Yes.
I'm with you, Dave. I'm with you. I just don't think it's going to happen. What we're watching in real time is a whole lot of obeying in advance.
That's the fear I have.
Snyder.
The problem I have is that it's a constitutional crisis already. Why don't we just start the rest of the constitutional crisis and require the 2/3 vote in order for him to be able to take office on the 20th?
I completely agree with you. I just don't think it's going to happen, but I completely agree with you. Thank you, Dave. Tom in Media, Pennsylvania. Excuse me. Hey, Tom, what's up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. This whole thing about illegal immigrants receiving taxpayer-funded health care subsidies, to me, I think is wrong, because these DACA people, they do not have a legal status, and it clearly says in the law you have to be a U.S. citizen.
Right, but they do have a particular legal status. They are exempted by virtue of the legislation, or maybe it was an executive order. I'd have to go back. I think it was an executive order now that I think about it, Tom. But they, you know, that executive order that Obama did that created the deferred something childhood arrivals program, that executive order gave them a legal status of sorts. And that was the argument that the Biden administration made. It's just that this Republican appointed judge wasn't going along with it.
Well, I think the Supreme Court is going to side with the clear law, because it was only by executive order that Biden said that these people had to get subsidies.
Right.
And look at the budget, Tom. Already, we're going to have to pay additional subsidies on top of the Obamacare subsidies, because if they expire, more people are going to have it unaffordable. And these are U.S. citizens. And you have the Medicare
this
for
is
all.
Not a, a zero-sum game, Tom. If 800,000
yes,
dreamers
it is.
If
they're
access
illegal,
to the Affordable
what,
Care
they're,
Act.
They're not U.S. citizens. How much do you expect us to pay? I mean, this is what I call
I expect us to freedom. Be a compassionate nation. These are people who were brought here as children. They grew up believing that they were American citizens. They've spoken nothing but English from their childhood. They are Americans in every regard except for this one legal technicality, essentially. If it had been
well,
you, Tom, I'm guessing that you would be arguing for something very, very different. If suddenly somebody came along and said, Tom, guess what?
And
your
pay
parents
for their
actually,
own health care.
Well, yeah.
Let them pay for their own health care. We do, right?
No, we don't. If you're on the Affordable Care Act, you're getting subsidies. And that's
I'm not. I have employer-sponsored health care, which we've sacrificed decades for.
Okay, well, I guarantee you your employer is getting some form of, well, your employer is getting an explicit subsidy. They're getting a tax exemption. They don't have to pay any income taxes whatsoever on the money that they spend for your insurance. So your employer is being subsidized by me, a taxpayer.
But I'm a legal citizen. Now, I've earned this through decades of negotiation. You don't understand that.
These children thought they were legal citizens.
What's that?
And these children thought they were legal citizens. What has happened to your heart, Tom?
It's not my heart. It's we do not want to encourage this. I mean, look at this.
There's no encouragement. You have to have come to the United States before a certain point in time. I believe it was in the 80s. Most all of these people are now in their 20s and 30s. This is not some ongoing program. Yeah, okay.
They're not.
All right,
they
Tom,
can
you
have
your,
the
you made your
they
point.
Just
I'm going to move along.
Up.
Anthony in St. Augustine, Florida. Hey, Anthony, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how are you?
I'm fine. What's on your mind?
I just like to talk a little bit about how I feel like that the world order, which was established in 1945, has essentially come to an end because of the fact that, you know, take, for example, the United Nations and, you know, with all these conflicts all over the place and how they're just the UN is somehow just unable to stop it or prevent these things from happening. Because I just feel like there's just a total breakdown in the world order as we remember it as it was in 1945.
Well, I think you could you know, point to a couple of starting points there, a couple of them in the Middle East, and certainly the Russian invasion of Crimea in 2014. I wouldn't call it a total breakdown, but I don't disagree that you know we're at a point. Frankly, we're at a point where World War III has never been closer. I don't think any time in my lifetime we've ever been closer to World War III. And I'm very concerned about the decisions that Trump might make when he gets into the White House. And Anthony, I'm sorry to be grumpy. I was so saddened by Tom's comments just a few minutes ago. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. We'll be back. It's 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be right back with you. Taking your call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
And Netanyahu is finally being taken to court. He is testifying in his own trial for corruption and bribery.
If you turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8126.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
iZurvey or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZERVAY.com.
This holiday season, Bank First in Oshkosh is a Toys for Tots drop-off site. Visit them at 1159 North Kohler Street, near Highway 41 and Omro Road, with your new unwrapped toy and help make the holidays brighter for kids in need. Learn more at bankfirst.com. Bank First, member FDIC.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. On my YouTube channel, I recently talked to Amanda Klayman, a financial therapist and an all-around excellent person. We talked about how to reduce money anxiety, and her advice was really helpful. She said, unless we have a time to do money, we don't have a time to not do money. Meaning, if we set aside some time to think about and manage our money, it lets our brain stop worrying about money all the time. For example, I have a monthly money meeting with myself, which lowers my money anxiety and helps keep me on top of my finances. If you don't already, set and keep that money meeting with yourself. It'll help your wallet and your peace of mind. Remember what Amanda said, unless you have a time to do money, you don't have a time to not do money. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Ho ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text to win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho ho ho!
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
3:30.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
From the fields to the factories, the work never ends. But in the boardrooms, they don't call us friends. They sit high on the thrones, looking down on the rest while we break our backs, trying to do our best. We're not serfs in a kingdom, just waiting for a nod. We're the heart of this country, we won't be robbed. You see, they like it when power flows from the top, where the bosses get rich and the workers just stop. But there's something they fear, something they hide. It's the power of the people standing side by side. Unions are democracy in the workplace, where we all get.
Yep. It's a democracy in the workplace. Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour. David in San Francisco. Hey, David, what's up?
Hey, hi, Tom. You know, the word unalienable, like in the Declaration of Independence, mm-hmm. you know, we are born with these rights. And unalienable means they can't be sold away. They can't be contracted away. They can't be given away, whether by us or anyone else.
Right.
You're born with unalienable rights, and they can't be negotiated away.
Including the right to life. And how does health care not confer the right to life?
Right. And then when somebody actually has the gall to cut a budget to out here, one of the, I think it was Sutter Healthcare, decided to cut down to seven, what is it, when they do the blood, you know, with your liver, you know, they cut it down to seven machines for an entire county. I mean, these ideas that a budget out of the U.S. Congress could actually cut the health care for America, that's not equal protection.
Yeah.
That's not equal justice.
Yeah.
It's just a skinflint, and chances are they're a bigot, too. So the idea, and I'm, you know, maybe you got some lawyers listening. You know, when you think about a real conservative doesn't want their taxes wasted on some weird notion. They want some receipts to show that everything was up to snuff and everybody got paid fairly. So when all of a sudden you have some S&M freaks all of a sudden getting their kicks on the taxpayer's dime, and they're coming up with bad law and bad interpretation of law so that they can poison people and punish people and humiliate people.
And strip health care from people.
Right. And to do that on the taxpayer dime.
Yeah.
So in order to protect ourselves, we have to create lawyers to fight our property being stolen from us. And which, you know, as is known, you know, single-payer health care, what is it, 0.5% is administrative cost?
Yeah.
And these big HMOs are up to 36% are administrative cost?
I
those
know
old boys are just stealing.
Yeah,
they're stealing. Well,
they're certainly, they're also having to set aside money for profit. And of course, all those people who sit around and say, no, you can't have this payment, they have to get paid also. So there's a cost to that as well, which is, you know, kind of insane. Yeah, excellent point, David. Thank you. Thank you for the call. Scott in Mill City, Oregon. Hey, Scott, what's up? Where's Mill City?
Well, actually, I'm outside of Portland, so I don't know where Mill City is.
Okay.
By so Sherwood. I'm over Tiger and Sherwood, actually.
Okay, Sherwood. Okay, I'll fix that. So what's on your mind?
Well, it just seems to me that, you know, and I talked to you earlier, that there's a substantial conflict of interest across the board that we're seeing no matter what, whether it's oligarchy, whether it's individual senators or House members able to invest in individual companies. And just one simple idea, this isn't, you know, going to fix everything, but maybe there's something more in the substrate to think about. I don't invest in individual stocks. I just buy the entire index,
right.
You know, of the stock market.
Yep.
So why would this, you know, basically the U.S. stock market, why wouldn't something like that be important for our legislators to agree to in some kind of conflict of interest resolution? I don't know much more other than that.
I don't understand your point. I'm sorry, I'm missing something here. The stock market has to do with what?
Well, it's more of a conflict of interest. If I'm a legislator and I'm buying just one company,
right?
It just seems to me that it's a conflict of interest, and maybe
I'm with you.
Resolution.
I don't think I think legislators should either be required to put their assets in a blind trust, or if not, only buy index funds like you're doing. I agree with you, if that's your point.
Yeah, that's just the fundamental point, and it seems to me is would something like that, in your experience, be possible?
Legislation to that effect has been proposed on multiple occasions. It's, you know, by Democrats, and to the best of my knowledge, has never passed. I would add, by the way, that where I thought you were going with this is, you know, doesn't like Social Security invest in the stock market in an index fund sort of thing?
No.
You know, after the Great Depression, after the crash in 1929, it took almost 30 years for the stock market to recover. You know, inflation adjusted back to where it was.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I think the principles of like Jack Bogle, who created the index fund, who believed in just the fundamental nature of investing in these businesses and not speculation.
Yeah.
I think applies to these people.
I get it. So, Scott, I want to try and get one call in here before the end of the hour. Joshua in Pittsburgh. I have a little less than a minute, Joshua. You have a quick one?
Just a quick statement. I've worked in the film industry in here in Pittsburgh, and, you know, I just want to let people know that anytime you see a commercial on TV from a healthcare company, it's generally $200,000 plus budget.
Wow.
But my main question was, I just wanted to ask you, Shapiro and Fetterman are denouncing everybody kind of feeling good about the whole Luigi thing, and I don't think violence is the answer, but 87% of Americans agree with it. I mean, wouldn't a bit better thing to say?
I think what we're seeing right now, Joshua, and I mentioned this last night when I was on Joy Reid's show, is, you know, back in the 20s, the big industry that was ripping people off and that caused the Great Depression were the banks. And who were the heroes in the 20s and 30s? Bonnie and Clyde, John Dillinger, the bank robbers. Today, the major industry that's ripping us all off is the health insurance industry. And who are the, you know, the folk heroes, the Robin Hoods? It's Luigi. So I don't think this is rocket science. I think it's quite predictable as part of human nature.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Hey,
it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversations in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WISS.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversations. Get signed up today at WISS.FM/newsletter.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Thank you for listening to WISS Berlin, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Al-Assad deposed in Syria, the threat from Iran and its proxies, all spurring a trip to the region by Eric Kurilla, commanding general of U.S. Central Command.
Traveled to several bases in Syria on Tuesday to meet with American troops and partners, including the Syrian Democratic Forces. U.S. Central Command said he received a firsthand assessment of force protection measures, the rapidly evolving situation, and ongoing efforts to stop ISIS from exploiting the ongoing power vacuum in the country. There are currently some 900 American service members in Syria. Their mission is the defeat of ISIS. Matt Seiler, ABC News, The Pentagon.
A federal judge in Portland, Oregon, temporarily halted the proposed $24 billion merger between grocery store giants Albertsons and Kroger. The Federal Trade Commission wants a hearing on the merger's implications. Taiwan says China's military deployed dozens of warships around the island, one of its biggest ever drills. This is ABC News.